This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the next segment, I want to talk to David Duke about what his time in prison was like, because if you disagree with David Duke on a lot of points like I do, still, he was set up by the IRS. And now they're doing this to mainline groups, and that's the point. You let them do it to David Duke, they can do it to everybody. I guess he'd argue he was thrown in a gulag like Alexander Solzhenitsyn. But I want to go to Dan, Kevin, Paul, Mark, Leslie, everybody in the time we have left here. Let's go ahead and go to Kevin in Canada. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Go ahead.
Perfect. David, you probably don't know this, but about a week ago, Alex had a gentleman on a show named Story Musgrave. During his show, Alex asked him, what's the best way forward for humanity? In which his response was, a one-world government. I would like to ask you the same question. What do you think is the best way forward for humanity?
I think the best way forward to humanity is to embrace the true principle of diversity. That is, just as in nature we have biodiversity, we have human diversity, every people must have the right to preserve their own heritage, to enshrine it, to continue to raise it up. Every people has the right to exist. Every people's got the right to control their own affairs. The truth is that humanity is not all one. We are different. We're all human, but we're very different in the way we look, the way we act, the way we feel, what the things we want for our society, our religious views. So true freedom is allowing every people to exist and survive. And if that's racism, I don't know what super racism is. The real racists are those who try to control the media of this country, this tiny, tiny minority who control the discourse, who control our academia, like the Ivy League, who control broadcasting to a great extent, except there's some exceptions, like Alex Jones, and I appreciate many things he does do. And that's the reality.
Come on, David. You and your buddies behind the scenes don't like me.
No, listen, I don't have any dislike. You let me on. That's a lot more I can say for a lot of the mainstream media, and that took a lot of courage on your part. And I want to continue. I hope that my academic research and my books, I got The Secret Behind Communism. I'm going to send you a copy of that. And also your listeners, Jewish Supremacism. This is documented with 600 different citations, which are literally showing the exact proof of what I'm saying. I can show you what's in the Talmud, the Jewish religious book, how that this idea of Jewish supremacy and control of the world has been around a long time. Ben Gurion, do you still have that graphic? But this is a good answer to the question, folks. This is the world I don't want right now. I can show you. Ben Gurion. I have a graphic that I sent up to you of Ben Gurion. All right. Ben Gurion, in a Look magazine article, I literally gave his prediction. This is a fact that anybody can prove it. He literally said that there would be a new, truly united nations, and that Israel will be at the head of this global state, that Israel will build a shrine to the prophets where the whole world will come and worship the Jewish prophets. And that in Israel, there would be a supreme court of mankind. They would abolish all armies and control the world. Now, this is not some obscure Jew. This is the most famous, the most respected Jew in the world. If Jews were not working toward this tribal dominance, why didn't they condemn Ben-Gurion for this pronouncement of Jewish globalist dominance? And if you look at the banks, you talk about banks every day, and you should. But look at the bankers, the Rothschilds. They were just Rothschilds. They were part and parcel of the leading Jewish community, the Warburgs, the Schiff that supported communism. We can just go on and on. The Federal Reserve bankers that control and ruin this country. I just don't think it's possible to look at this thing rationally without seeing that there is a tribal connection.
Man, it's just Jew. It's like the Catholic thing. And then, or like the media promoting gay. It just gets old. It's almost like people that are obsessed with this just have Jew on the brain. It gives me a headache.
You're right. I really believe that the Jewish supremacist power in this world is the key issue to all of it. We wouldn't. The gun control groups overwhelmingly are led by Jews. The lesbian, transgender groups are led by Jews. you can just keep going on it. The media that's teaching.
David Duke's on the show. I tell you, man, I tell you, we're going to come back with more phone calls. We'll be right back with Dan and others. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To get done around the office of the Nightly News coming up tonight. This is an important debate. We got loaded phone lines. For David Duke, I'm Alex Jones. And I didn't even think of this, but Rob Jacobson is now the oldest employee of InfoWars who's been here continuously. So he's been here 10 years. Rob Jacobson. And of course, we get the orders from Tel Aviv. They go through him. I'm joking. Rob Jacobson helped make Endgame. He helped make so many of the big films that we've produced. He's one of our great video editors. He studies the New World Order. He exposes it. And he wants to talk to David Duke. Now, I don't know if David Duke's scared to talk to a Jewish person. I'm being sarcastic. He may think he's going to grow vampire fangs or something. But, Rob, I didn't even think of this. In fact, next time David Duke's on, we ought to get you in here in studio so you can talk to him and, you know, make your own points. But you've studied the Federal Reserve. And that's the point I didn't make earlier, that a lot of the people that founded the Federal Reserve, some were Jewish, some weren't. They ended up funding fascism, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. And that's something David said earlier, that no, there's no connection to Nazis trying to take over America. No, I said fascist, The McCormick-Dickstein Committee exposed that. There was a major pro-Nazi movement here in the U.S. The Bushes were involved. And next time Duke comes on, we can debate that further. But I need to go to these calls, too. But Rob Jacobson, you wanted to talk to David Duke.
Yeah, I was just curious. Thanks, Alex. I was just curious. I heard all this conversation during the radio show today. And, you know, Mr. Duke seems to be pretty educated in a lot of parts of the world. And you guys were talking about bankers. So I was just curious if he could explain to me which one of these bankers is the Jew of maybe the founders, maybe the guys of the Jekyll Island. You know, I'll just name them off. And as soon as the Jew is there, the hidden guy, you know, whatever. He could just educate us, I feel. Is Nelson Aldrich Jewish, Mr. Duke?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. How about Abraham Pyatt Andrew?
We want to name some of the Jewish names, or are you just going to name the
Jews? No, I'm just curious, because you seem to think that Jews are almost completely responsible for everything that's wrong in the world that I don't really...
I think Rob's point is, I think there's only one guy that's Jewish on the list.
There is one guy.
Let me answer the question this way, okay?
Okay.
You've talked a lot about the most powerful banking family in the world historically has been the Rothschilds, and the six sons of the Rothschilds went to six different countries and led the banking institutions of those countries. In this country, the most powerful capitalist banker by far was Jacob Schiff. He literally financed the Russian Revolution and ultimately caused the death of tens of millions of Christians. The Federal Reserve for the last three decades has only had Jewish supremacists, Jewish extremists, as head of the Federal Reserve, who support all the major Jewish organizations, which oppose all the principles that Alex Jones talks about here.
Yeah, but Mr. Duke, this is not the origin of this place. You're definitely cherry-picking history here to support your side of history. Let's go further. Let's talk about the original 1929 Big Six. Which one of them are Jewish? I mean, these are the guys that started...
Let me ask
the
question.
All right, listen. I think Jekyll Island was set up to try to get in as much of Gentile collaborators. There have always been Gentile collaborators. But there's no way to deny the fact that the most powerful predator bank on planet Earth, who's probably picks the members of our Federal Reserve, picks the members of our Treasury Department, is the biggest contributor for presidents of the United States, both Republicans and Democrats. The biggest single corporate contributor is Goldman Sachs.
But this is recent history.
But Goldman Sachs was more of a socialist movement.
Yeah, this is within the last 25 years or 35 years. This isn't deep-rooted stuff.
This whole system was set up by the Rothschilds.
You could say that. I mean, but you could also say that the Rockefellers contributed to that, and so did Andrew Mellon.
Yeah, let me ask you this
Carnegie
question. What about the Rockefellers and the Nazis? Because the Rockefellers worked with the Rothschilds. In my experience, the Rothschilds helped start some stuff in Israel, but they just play both sides. I see the Rothschilds as really just very sociopathic.
Rothschilds, by the way, bought off Winston Churchill as a young boy. They financed his kit when he went to South Africa. The Rothschilds gave him a huge wedding present to his wife and kids. They were developing Churchill because he was an aristocratic Gentile, and they know to advance their program, they've got to have Gentiles involved. And Churchill drove Europe into a war, a horrific war that killed 54 million Americans. Europeans, and also caused the takeover of half of Europe by communists, which at that time had a lot of Jews involved, and they also basically took over the West. This war was a catastrophe. So there are Gentile collaborators, but if the Jews don't run the insiders, the elite of the world, then why is it that Israel's a law right now, where it's against the law for a Jew to marry a non-Jew. If any American, any European, any Canadian proposed a law where it's against the law to marry a Jew or against the law to marry a non-Jew,
it's like an anchor baby thing. They say guest workers can't marry someone to be able to stay there. We have similar laws here for sham marriages.
Well, but let me answer the question. If any country of the European world had tried to pass such a law, if that happened, you know that they would be demonized. They'd practically call for sanctions against a country. They'd practically invade them. For that reason. But Israel can do it. So why is it that the only people allowed to preserve their heritage and push for their power over all of us?
Sure, let me throw this out there. I got corrected on this because I saw a leftist publication reporting that years ago. And then I read deeper into it. They have sham marriages where people pay to get in as a guest worker. then they marry somebody so they can stay in the country and get welfare. It's the same thing as anchor babies, and then the media spins that it's a race law.
Israel is even using DNA to determine who their immigrants are going to be. DNA! I mean, my God! Israel is a racist, supremacist state. They have segregated schools, segregated development, segregated housing. They've ethnically cleansed 600,000 Palestinians. They massacre them. They burn them. They kill whole neighborhoods. Right?
Yeah, but that doesn't
prove
that.
There's no sanctions against Israel. So
a lot of these groups are actually...
Really,
we could talk about groups from every single... ethnic group of the world and have similar evidence. What you're saying doesn't definitively prove, and you're also not including the place where a lot of these Jewish leaders intermingle with a lot of the Catholic and Protestant leaders and all the other leaders of the world.
Let's stop right there. We got to go to calls. David, I promise I'll have you back, and then would you like to debate Rob Jacobson next time you come back?
Any time, because I can show, then maybe that's the problem of why you're not talking more about the Jewish issue, because some of these Jews, they pretend to be on our side, but they won't recognize Jewish racism. They won't recognize the fact every major Jewish...
That's not fair, what you're saying.
Well,
Rob is
my boss,
saying,
David.
I'm asking you, Mr. Duke, to broaden your mind, because what I'm saying is I recognize everything you're saying, and I'm saying let's go a step beyond that and look at the true group that's behind this, and that's an intermingling of who you're saying, as well as Catholic and Protestant and all world leaders who intermingle.
Well, exactly. It's like the Masonic secret societies have roots in Israel, Babylon, Greece, Rome. And, of course, there's a Jewish element to it because your name's David, David. That's a Jewish name. It's part of our culture.
If the Masonics are behind it, then, according to your reasoning.
I'm not saying Masonic specifically. I'm just saying... There are groups out there where these people intermingle, and we have like Bohemian Grove, for example. These men intermingle every single summer, and they discuss policy as well as creative ideas and scientific development every summer. And there are some Jews that go there, but guess what?
And they've had presidents and people say that more gets done there than anywhere else. That's all we're saying is that, of course, there's powerful Jewish lobbies and defense lobbies. We're not debating that. It's just that. All I ever hear out of people is Jew, 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 and then they make stuff about me and claim that Jews are running what I do, and it's just crazy.
I think Jews run what you do. I'd like to take some calls, but if you're just going to run over me, I don't need to be here. I'd love to take some calls from the callers.
Well, David, we're not running over. You've talked as much as we have. Rob got to talk maybe 3 minutes total. You got to talk an hour.
To respond to what the Jewish individual said here. He said, well, everybody's intermingling and everything in Israel. Why is it? If it's truly not a matter of the supremacy of the Jews and the international globalists, then why is it that, is the question, an open question, why is it that Israel is the only country on earth right now that allows segregated settlements? That Israel's the only country that can ban marriage between a Jew and a non-Jew by the basis of...
I think that's wrong, and that's why you've gotten calls of apartheid and stuff. And a lot of it is Israel
the Palestinians and get away with
it. Hey, David Duke, you've been given... Let's just be clear today here for the record. You've talked more than I've talked. You've talked more than everybody else. You keep implying you're being cut off. You keep implying you're being run over. And it's just not an accurate, truthful statement. You have been given a ton of time here. And so let's just stop making those false claims.
Well, the audience will judge anyway, but I'll just take some calls.
I know. All your buddies will bitch and whine because normally everybody falls down and worships you. But the point is that you did. The fact is you got to talk more than I did. And so just stop claiming we're running over you because Rob came in here. Talk to you.
Maybe that's true. Well, we can, after we have the tape, we can time it and see. And whatever the situation, all I know is that a lot of times when we have a question, like when he was asking a question, I really wasn't allowed to answer it. He kept saying about Jews intermingle and all this other stuff. But every major Jewish organization is promoting immigration into America, but they support Israel, which has the strictest immigration policies of the world. How does Israel get away with it if the media is truly for open borders?
All right, let's go to calls. Paul in New Jersey. No. Up next is Dana Montana. Dana Montana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, this is a great interview. I want to say I'm going to change the channel a little bit, and I want to know David Duke's opinion on what's happening in Russia. I know that on his website, it's all Zionist, and I understand, I believe the Zionists to be the globalist and y'all to have the same enemy, but you can't see eye to eye. But I want to know why he never talks about this group that is this racist group that's helping the Ukraine in Kiev jerk people out of buildings in South Ossetia or in these Odessa and beating them with clubs. But we're not getting his take on that. If he was with the nationalist movement here, the white nationalist movement here, then why is he not an intermediary, at least in having some type of interviews, something going on with the white nationalists there?
That's another thing. We got George Soros financing known white supremacists in Ukraine to attack the Russian-held areas there in eastern Ukraine, there in the Crimea. Undoubted fascist right-wing, Heiling Hitler. Why, again, would George Soros be funding that?
Well, let me answer the question very clearly. If you listen to my radio show, and by the way, those listening to this show, I'm on every day, Monday through Friday, at 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and I've talked no less than about three or four dozen times about the Ukraine and about Russia and all what's going on here. And I think that Russia is a target, again, going right back to it, because they dare to stand up for the Syrians and the Christians in Syria and the anti-ISIS forces in Syria. The reason we supported ISIS is because Israel saw Syria as an enemy, and the Christians of Syria as well, who support Assad and support the government, because Syria has supported the Palestinians. Same thing's true with the Lebanese.
But speak to Soros and the left-funding right-wingers. Answer that question.
Explain why they're anti-Russian. Now, I have also talked about,
because Soros, this isn't about being Jewish for him. He's a dirtbag who likes to go around doing criminal stuff.
It's totally about being Jewish for Mr. Soros. And Mr. Soros is an absolute Jewish supremacist.
Why is he funding white supremacists then?
They'll support any side if they think it can get their individual tactics. The reason they hate Russia is because Russia is upsetting their apple cart in the Middle East. Russia supported the Syrians. Israel doesn't like Syria, even though it's not jihadist. It's not terrorist. There's been no terrorists from the Syrian government to attack America. Syria is the only country fighting them, and Russia has supported them. So Russia has stymied the Zionist position of the United Nations. That's why they hate Russia.
Now, I hear you, and they're using white supremacists as usual. How many, what percentage of white supremacists and white nationalists do you think are really FBI agents or informants like Hal Turner?
And that's a problem, because European nationalists can be used by those people if they don't understand the end game here. I talked about Barbara Nuland, the Jewish undersecretary of state that said F Europe, you know, that wanted this war.
Is Hillary Jewish?
What? Hillary's not Jewish, but let me tell you, her and Clinton have taken the Marine newspaper in Israel had a big article, one of the leading Israeli dailies.
Here's my problem. All I know is the Jews I know are fighting GMO, they're fighting tyranny, they're fighting open borders, they're fighting banning the word mom and dad. I mean, take Matt Drudge. He's Jewish, and he fights the whole New World Order agenda. I mean, most of the Jews I know are fighting the New World Order. And then all I hear about is how Jews are evil all day. It just becomes a giant distraction.
They believe the media is on the side of bringing out Monsanto. Of course not. The Jewish
Drudge is linked to our articles fighting Monsanto.
There are Jews fighting Monsanto, but the overwhelming Jewish power structure, you don't find any organization like the leading Jewish organizations condemning Monsanto.
All right, we got to go to more calls. And nobody's censoring you. We got to go to calls. Paul in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, you have a good discussion there, but people don't realize we were communists before the communists were in 1913. And we set up the communists right in New York City and sent them on a boat, the Trotskyites, across and right through World War One. They said, don't touch this railroad here. We're going to take these communists, set up the communist revolution. That's how that started. And the big banksters, what is the biggest ongoing robbery in the history of time? Can you answer that question?
Well, I think the Federal Reserve is.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, they're controlled. Yeah, they get their dollar bills for like 2 cents, and they loan them back to our government for face value plus interest. All the money that goes for the income tax, they collect for the unlawful income tax.
Well, there's no doubt we're under bondage. I just want to cut past all the names and all the race stuff that the social engineers want us to obsess over and just say, no more private Federal Reserve, no more international sovereignty, get us out of the UN, cut taxes, and then I can sell everybody, whether they're Jewish or German or Chinese, on that, and we can all live happily ever after. I mean, that's why some of the corrupt elements in Israel and others have been caught bombing their own synagogues in Iraq to make folks move to Israel. That's not all the Jews doing that. It's corrupt groups. Our elites do the same things. It's like Frank Underwood throwing a brick through his own window. I mean, it's just human activity is all I'm saying. Thank you, Paul. Leslie in South Carolina, you're on the air with David Duke. Go ahead.
Mr. Duke, I am enjoying your conversation immensely. I have to ask you a question. Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
So you've taken Christ into your heart as your Savior?
Yes, I have, ma'am.
Okay, so have I.
And his first name is David, the King of the Jews, the super Jew.
Oh, I can't be responsible for my first name. I didn't name myself. I'm a Christian family and so forth, but I can tell you this, that the truth is that the greatest enemy of Christianity has, from the very beginning, and you just read the New Testament and you'll see it, has been the organized Jewish community. They were the ones, in fact, to crucify Jesus Christ.
Well, the Pharisees were always going after any other new group of ideas that came out. I mean, that's true. And Christ was challenging
Christ
that.
Because he wasn't preaching Jewish supremacy. That's what the real problem they had with Jesus Christ. They supported Barabbas, a Jewish revolutionary and a Jewish supremacist, rather than Jesus. So that's how
that. And see how that turned out 70 years later with Titus. Okay, Leslie, thank you. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air with David Duke. We're hurrying now.
Hello, Alex and David. Please let me preface this short one-minute statement that I have here.
Hey, go ahead.
By saying that actually I was born a Torah Jew as opposed to a satanic Talmudic Jew, a non-Jew actually. And I was raised as such. Now, as usual, when I hear disagreements among those in the alternative patriot Christian movement and media, I notice that the areas of disagreement are much smaller than the areas of commonality, which are potentially massive in power when proactively united. Now, Tex Mars, gentlemen, he has researched genetic studies of the population of the country of Israel, which concluded that only 4% of the population of the country of Israel have Jewish blood. This, of course, brings up this massive elephant in this particular room of discussion. In the near future, I think you should both elucidate upon the topic of the Khazarian aspect of, as Jesus Christ called them, you Jews who are not Jews, the synagogue of Satan. You are of your father the devil. These Zionist Khazarians are whom David speaks of, and they of whom the Rothschilds are a part do at least on a day-to-day
basis. Okay, well,
basis.
I have seen, I got to jump, Mark, but I appreciate your call. I mean, undoubtedly, the Sephardic Jews clearly are the people that are the oldest bloodline there, but I think David would argue that, no, all these people are Jewish. David, briefly, what's your take on that? And I want to get Jacobson's take.
So I want to say, I got to preface this by saying I just love Tex Mars. I think he's a great and honest and wonderful Christian man. I do have a disagreement with him on that particular study. There have been huge genetic studies. The Christian Jews in Russia are 6 times closer genetically to Jews who are Sephardic. These are Ashkenazi Jews, Sephardic Jews in, say, Spain, than they are from, say, fellow Russians. And the truth is the Talmud. You talked about the Satanic Talmud and the Jewish establishment. Just don't forget that the Talmud was finally codified in the 6th century A.D. Now, that was hundreds of years before the alleged Khazaric conversion. So I used to believe in the Khazar theory, but I don't believe in it. And I think most of those who are promoting the theory, and a lot of our people have done so not knowing the truth, have promoted it. And it's actually beneficial to them because it's trying to say we're not the real Jews. But Judaism and the Jews have really been an enemy of Jesus Christ. They've been an enemy of the rest of mankind for a long time. The Talmud.
We've got to end it right there. I'm sorry, the other callers. I want to give Rob Jacobson, the evil person, I'm being sarcastic, a return comment to you, and you can say something back to him, David. Go ahead, Jacobson.
All right. When it comes to that history of the Jewish people, I don't know that much. But what I am aware of is, of course, like any other group, there's going to be a corruption of people who are, you know, rise to the top, an elite of this group who do dirty, corrupt things for their own benefit, just like any other group. But what I did notice about Mr. Duke's response is he did find a convenient way, of course, to dismiss whatever history there is and, you know, go along with his entire dialogue again, you know, without even, you know, it's like, oh, I don't believe it. It's not this. And I think that kind of rhetoric and that kind of discussion should be also taken into account And the fact that
this will happen.
Be,
Duke will come back, Jacobson, and you'll be able for 30 minutes, you know, actually debate him on the points. And then maybe Duke can recommend who we can have on the debate with him. But David Duke, I think it was an interesting interview today. 2.5 hours you spent with us. Lots of plugs for you, but you'll get to be the victim and claim I censored you.
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock Central.
All right, yeah. So there you go. David Duke, very, very wolf-like. Nice little friendly wolfie. My, what big eyes he has. We're out of time, folks. God bless you all.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Joining us tomorrow is the niece of Martin Luther King, Dr. Alveda King, on the whole abortuary situation that is on record targeting black people, aborting 50-plus percent of those before they're even born. I'm going to be asking David Duke what he thinks about that when he joins us coming up in the second hour. How is it the left is targeting black people on record, but then also using political correctness to try to end free speech? I'm going to ask him how he squares that up when I debate David Duke coming up in the next hour. Now, joining us now is an extremely informed individual who we've had on before, and I appreciate him joining us. Michael Maloof writes for WND.com, WorldNet Daily. He specializes in international political and economic analysis. Former senior security policy analyst at the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Maloof has almost 30 years of federal service, 23 of which he was in the Department of Defense. And I'm not going to go over all the stuff he was involved in special operations, secret operations, all the rest of it, the best-selling books he's written, because we've got him for a limited period of time. But I want to get him on for a full 45 minutes sometime on the nightly news to really walk through all this. But he wrote a story a few weeks ago that got a lot of attention. Ex-DIA chief, former general, says Obama willfully allowed rise of ISIS. And before we go to Mr. Maloof, I want to play a clip of this. In September, General Thomas McHenry admitted the United States helped build ISIS as a result of the Obama administration's backing some of the wrong people. But now there's been more admissions to all of this. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
For the sake of our viewers, in 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that, if you're worried about the rise of, quote-unquote, Islamic
extremism? I mean, I hate to say it's not my job, but that my job was to ensure that the accuracy of our intelligence that was being presented was as good as it could be. And I will tell you, it goes before 2012. I mean, when we were in Iraq, and we still had decisions to be made before there was a decision to pull out of Iraq in 2011. I mean, it was very clear what we were going to face.
Well, I admire your frankness.
Very
on this
clear
subject.
What we were going to
let
face.
Let me just take one before we move on, just to clarify once more. You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around. You saw this analysis,
sure.
And you were arguing against it, but who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
So the administration turned a blind eye to your analysis?
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafist, Al-Qaeda,
well,
and Muslim Brotherhood.
A willful decision to do what they're doing, which you have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing with the policy that is in place? Because it is very, very confusing. I'm sitting here today, Mehdi, and I can't tell you exactly what that is. And I've been at this for a long time.
Okay. Well, let's go back to Iraq.
And that's General Michael T. Flynn, another general, basically saying the same thing. And the full article is in Joseph Ferris' G2 Bulletin, WND.com. Ex-DIA chief Obama willfully allowed rise of ISIS. Our guest Skype dropped. Do we have him back? Fantastic. Thank you. So ex-DIA chief Obama willfully allowed the rise of ISIS. Now, I know our audience knows this, but this is not getting out in the media. 2.5 years ago, it did get out, and our own military said we're not going to be part of being Al-Qaeda's Air Force. They changed the name to ISIS. They're trying to overthrow African countries. They've taken over Libya. They tried to take over. We're partially successful in Egypt. Saudi Arabia is backing them. Joining us to talk about the rest of the story is F. Michael Maloof. Thank you for coming on.
Not the best right now, but I will do my best.
All right. Well, thank you. How does the Obama administration think they can get away with this?
Well, they have been. They've been doing it for years. They've known about this for quite some time, and it goes back even to the period of the Bush administration when we were supporting the jihadists. To try to unseat the Shia influence in the Middle East. And it's just proliferated now, as General Flynn points out, that The idea was not the rise of ISIS didn't occur just because we pulled out, but the reality is we were supporting jihadi groups to unseat and overthrow Assad, and by giving them arms and what have you over a period of time, and the Free Syrian Army, it all they dissipated and they became part of the jihadist groups. And as we saw in Afghanistan with the creation of the Mujahideen, it spread. And we also the weapons spreading that we supported among Muslims in the period of Bosnia, when we were in Bosnia, that helped create. And today that now forms a major threat to Europe.
What is the strategy by the different camps in Washington to openly turn loose the most radical, vicious forms of Islam? What is the endgame strategy here?
I'm sorry, Alex, I'm not hearing you.
I understand we're having some Skype problems connecting with you.
We can go on the phone, perhaps.
Yeah, we'll probably have to keep you on Skype, but also have you patch in via phone. We're going to work on that right now with our guest today. Again, though, I understand that our audience is aware of this. I understand that our audience knows this, but the general public is ignorant on these facts. And now we have two high-level, recently retired generals, one of them who headed up the Defense Intelligence Agency, saying we followed orders to build up this group and basically create it. And we know that the rebels are ISIS, Al-Qaeda people. So, again, understand, when ISIS has blowback and attacks this country, it's not going to be on the news that our government helped create it. And, again, most people in the government don't like the fact that this is going on. The larger strategy, and I'll get Malouf's take on this as soon as we get connected to him via some audio, is to destabilize the Middle East, keep them in turmoil fighting with each other, balkanization, divide and conquer, and then use the threat that grows in those unstable states to menace Europe, menace Africa, menace Asia, menace the United States and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, so that that threat can then be used to set up the police state here domestically, which has already been done. And for me, this is the big central issue that we're dealing with on this front. Now, while we work on getting the guest on with us today, I wanted to just take some time out to remind viewers and listeners that InfoWars funds about 70% of itself outside of outside sponsors. And that's a very good thing because it allows us to really make sure that what we're promoting and what we're pushing and selling is of the highest quality. And I've shut out now with the 15 different products at InfoWarsLife.com to bring you the very best products out there. And we have a special that we ran for about a week, but it made us sell out of almost all of it. And I didn't want to sell out of colloidal silver, so we stopped the sale 2 weeks ago. We got more in, so I'm bringing the most successful sale we've ever had of silver back. It's time to get prepared for a limited time. Get our Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for an impressive 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Silver Bullet is concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million. It is based on deionized water and stores for years. I decided to run this special to help you stock up on Silver Bullet for your preparedness supply at the lowest price out there. Whether it's economic meltdown or any other collapse, experts admit colloidal silver is essential to have on hand. Silver Bullet is, again, 30% off while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com. And that's 30% off the $19.95 price. It's already one of the lowest prices out there. So that's just an insanely good special. Rod in Nacogdoches, Texas, had this to say: when the country comes unraveled, forget finding a doctor. Well, unless you can trade a chicken for a visit. I believe in staying healthy because you don't want to go down in a crisis situation. This should be a staple in preparing the stockpile. Thank you, Rod, for that good point. You're absolutely right on that front. Here's Patriot Horn in Crossville, Tennessee. This colloidal silver, in my opinion, is the best one on the market, or at least the best I have been able to find. Its parts per million are the best I should find for the price. I stand with this product because it truly works and does some amazing things. My wife and I almost never get sick, but if we feel anything coming on, we double up on the silver and have beat it every time and stopped it in its tracks. Thank you so much for Patriot Horn in Crossville, Tennessee. And I'll tell you, it comes from the biggest top laboratory in the country. It's normally $25 to $29. It's private labeled under several other big names, sold by the biggest healthy food store in the country. We just private label it and discount it. It's Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. You can go down in parts per million. I mean, you can have 100 parts per million. But it gets toxic at that level, according to the experts we've talked to. So 30 parts per million, we believe, is the best formula. InfoWarsLife.com. 30% off Silver Bullet for a limited time. And InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket site. Okay, going back to the defense expert working in the Pentagon for 30 years, Mr. Maloof, writing for WorldNet Daily. We'll have to abbreviate this interview and have him back up next week for a longer, in-depth interview and to take calls. I was getting into the fact, who are the elements in Washington that want to turn loose a Saudi Arabian takeover jihad? What is the end game? What are the people pushing this thinking they're doing? What happens when there's ISIS blowback in the West, Mr. Maloof?
Yeah, well, it's the administration itself at the highest levels on his national security team. Obama's been very supportive of the Saudis. He upset them greatly by not backing Mubarak at a critical time that he needed them. And we see it even today. The Saudis have announced that they plan to go on their own independent route. But this problem has been brewing for quite some time. This administration sought to placate the Saudis very early on in backing these jihadi groups to try to oust Assad, and at the same time to put pressure on al-Maliki, who was clearly Shia, in order to convince him to bring in more Sunni participation. But you had them supporting constantly the Sunnis, not only in Syria, but then that had an overflow into Iraq. And General Flynn saw very early on that by supporting the Sunnis in Syria, there would be the potential for setting up a caliphate or a principality, as it was called, inside of Iraq as well. And they predicted that 2 years before the administration expressed astonishment and surprise that ISIS had built up the way that they had. But it was all calculated. It's like one of those things that we create this monster, and then the monster turns on us. And that's precisely what happened after Afghanistan. It happened again after Bosnia. By giving them the arms, we basically supported them, and including this Free Syrian Army. We had major programs underway to provide arms to the Free Syrian Army. Most of them today, and I talked to General Vallely about this. He says, for all intents and purposes, they've gone to ISIS and to other jihadi groups today as a consequence.
Mr. Maloof, you've got the contacts inside D.C. I talked to a lot of people that are currently officers in the military. They say this is one of the worst morale events they've ever seen. It's killing recruitment. It's really making people fundamentally question, is this government pure evil at the top? We know 2 years ago the military said no to being al-Qaeda's Air Force, famously with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs at the time, Dempsey. But, again, pulling back from this, I don't see how the Obama administration thought they would get away. I guess they have gotten away with actually trying to turn al-Qaeda loose and then having its name changed to ISIS. I mean, the military obviously is speaking out when you've got two recently retired generals coming out saying they were ordered to do this. You know, the administration's behind it. So if we're seeing that on the surface, what's going on beneath the surface in the military top down?
Well, the military is demoralized, as you point out. This was not an intelligence failure. The intelligence was spot on this projection that this is what's going to happen if you take this course of action. And as General Flynn pointed out, it was a willful decision to ignore that intelligence and proceed with the policy approach of supporting these jihadists. It's one of these deals where we basically, the administration lost control of them. You had Bandar going in and providing arms and what have you to jihadi groups out of Saudi Arabia. And they still finance them to this day. And it wasn't just Saudi Arabia, it was UAE and Qatar and all of the other Sunni groups that are trying to break up that Shia crescent, as they describe it. Look, it's not, you know, Iran has its problems, but it's not the one that's supporting these jihadi groups going around killing people, beheading them, setting up these sex slave systems. And now supporting ISIS, which is now threatening the U.S., Saudi Arabia, it's the Sunnis. And this is, I don't know how you get a handle on this at this point, but it is out of control. And this administration is totally oblivious to it.
I've studied history, but I didn't work in, you know, secret operations like you did for 30 years. But I've certainly interviewed hundreds of experts. I've studied it. Am I wrong in saying this is the most bold, out of control, fun the bad guys, dirty action that I've ever seen? And then it doesn't even bring down Iran and the mullahs, the corrupt Shiites. It seems to actually embolden them and make them look like good guys in the region. It just seems like a horrible move, even from a Machiavellian perspective. But America isn't supposed to do Machiavellian things, but it's beyond Machiavellian. It seems like, and I hear this 7-8 years ago when he was running and didn't believe it, it seems like Obama may actually be either in a power play or spiritually aligned with the radical Wahhabist, and this is a imperial power play to take over the Middle East. And Obama's over there bowing down to the Saudi kings. I mean, I hate to say it, but the only way this makes sense is that the president and some of the neocons, even, who we know hang out over there, have secretly converted to Wahhabism.
Well, that's the problem. They basically are now supporting the Saudis, and they perceive the enemy to be Iran, and we've seen that kind of discussion going on as a result of the nuclear agreement and all the discussion that has surrounded that. But this has emboldened Obama to continue this. I think what's happened is that they probably began to put the brakes on a little bit, but it was too late. It has gotten out of control. These guys have come into their own. They're able to get weapons. They're heavily financed as a result of the oil stuff that they've been able to acquire. And now even the Saudis in recent days have try to team up with Moscow to no longer, and with Syria, to actually be a go-between with Syria to no longer try to topple Assad, but try to offset ISIS's influence. I mean, the whole thing has just turned around again.
So ISIS is even double-crossing Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You see, Saudi Arabia was supporting ISIS so that they wouldn't attack Saudi Arabia, but that's no longer valid. I mean, now they do have eyes on Mecca and Medina, and they used to be able to pay bribes. One of the princes would go over to pay off Al Qaeda years ago, not to invade Saudi Arabia, but now ISIS has become so big. I mean, I've written other stories that suggest that by taking down Northern Africa, They're and laying groundwork in Libya, this is forming the basis now for a takeover of all of the African continent. They are spreading like wildfire, and they're acting very independently, although they swear allegiance to al-Baghdadi and to ISIS. But he's basically allowing these groups to do their thing, and that's what we're seeing today. And now it's out of control. When I asked the Defense Department recently, at a press interview, what is our policy toward these other groups that are forming and swearing allegiance? They said our focus is only on Iraq and Syria. Well, what that focus clearly is too little, too late.
Well, I was against going into Iraq because I thought it would stir up radical elements and actually make them the underdog and victims, and would empower radical elements of Islam. I'm no rocket scientist, but I think we see that's the case. Yeah. But now all over Europe they're arresting members of parliaments, city council people. If they say radical Islam has to be dealt with, it's like the Nazis, which I think it is, then they're arresting people. They're fining people. And so there's this bizarre alliance with the socialist communist left in the United States. And I see feminists promoting Islam like it's a cultural thing to put bags on women's heads and radical Islam and not let them drive cars and sexually mutilate them. But then if I wear pants and I'm a man, that inherently is bad, but then radical Islam is good. This seems like the West is trying to commit suicide.
Well, this is a problem that has gotten out of control, and we need to put it back into, I don't know how you put that genie back into the bottle at this point, except to prepare for the worst.
And, well, you were a Pentagon analyst. What do you think is going to end up happening now that ISIS, we went from Al-Qaeda being basically disabled and falling apart to now ISIS, 10 times bigger than Al-Qaeda, 20 times?
Oh, yeah, they're spreading like crazy. I see them spreading into caucuses. In fact, I was talking to some of my contacts in the country of Georgia, and they're getting a lot of recruits out of there now. That's a Christian country, predominantly an Eastern Orthodox country. And a lot of the leadership today of ISIS, the top military strategist for ISIS today is a Georgian. But he's Muslim. He's out of the Pankisi Gorge. But now you have then you have it spreading in clearly into South Asia, and particularly Pakistan. I did a story recently quoting one of my very discreet sources in Afghanistan, part of our U.S. military. He basically told me that the Pakistani ISI, the Inter-Service Intelligence Directorate, is now funding ISIS in Afghanistan. In addition to the Taliban, and the Taliban, because now that Omar is dead, they're now switching allegiance to ISIS. So this thing is just accumulating like a snowball going down.
Sure.
The mountain.
What is the White House going to do when there's more ISIS attacks? We've already had two. What are they going to do when there's bigger ISIS attacks? I think undoubtedly it's going to happen in Europe or here at least. Yes. I mean, how are they going to spin that?
Well, I think Obama basically has washed his hands. He's already looking to retirement. So he, as you pointed out, he wants to, and others have pointed out that he wants to find $1 billion to establish his legacy. That's what he's focusing on. They basically have washed their hands of this, and they're doing nothing about it. And there is no leadership out of the White House.
Sure.
And this is what's the problem.
Well, I used to have a lot of insiders say, Alex, there are some conspiracies, there are combines, there are bad grips, but mainly it's ineptitude, laziness, and cronyism. And I think more and more that is what's happening, because you look at all the people they've got running the State Department now and ordering the Pentagon around. I've studied these people. I've read their writings. They know less than I do about geopolitics, and they're running things. This is dangerous.
Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in trouble right now, and it's going to take someone with a... We've got to begin weaning from the Saudi, placating the Saudis, and really start hitting the financial flows where these people are getting their money from, and be able to deal with that and actually work with our allies to try and put a stop to it. Now, even the British and the French were involved with us in backing these jihadi groups at a time when we were thinking of trying to overthrow Assad. We should
Michael
be
Maloof, do 5 more minutes with us. We're back in 70 seconds. I want you to be able to finish up and talk.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.